Chapter 7. An Easy Life in London. Pip soon loved his new life in London. Every day he studied with his tutor, Herbert's father, and learned how to be a gentleman. When he wanted money, he went to Mr. Jaggers and received it. Pip developed expensive tastes and spent a lot of money. One day, Pip received a letter from Biddy.
Dear Pip, I'm writing this for Joe because he can't write. Joe has got a message for you from Miss Havisham. Estella is back in England and she wants to see you. Love, Biddy.
The next morning, Pip travelled by carriage to the village. He was thinking intensely all the way home. Miss Havisham adopted Estella, Pip thought. Now she's my benefactor. So she has also adopted me. I'm sure we'll marry in the future. Miss Havisham wants that. I love Estella so much, but she makes me suffer whenever we're together. Estella was in Miss Havisham's room when Pip arrived there. I haven't seen her for years, Pip said to himself. She's even more beautiful than she was before. His heart was full of admiration for her. But Estella was still very arrogant. She declared she had no feelings for Pip.
You should know, she said in a superior voice. I've got a cold heart. I can't love anyone. I obey Miss Havisham. I only invited you here because she wanted this.
Pip didn't really believe her. I'm sure that Estella is destined for me. He thought, I'll be patient and wait until she changes her opinion of me. Pip returned to London immediately. He didn't visit his sister and Joe. One day, Pip received news that his sister was dead. He returned to the village for the funeral. He sat with Joe and Biddy in the kitchen of his old home.
What will you do now, Biddy? Pip asked.
I don't need to take care of your sister now, so maybe I'll become a teacher, Biddy answered.
I'll visit you and Joe very often, Pip promised.
As he was leaving the village, he saw a familiar figure. It was Orlick, and he had a malicious look on his face.
She's dead, is she, your terrible sister? He asked with a smile.
Yes, said Pip. I was here for her funeral.
But she's really been dead for years, said Orlick cruelly. I killed her years ago.
It was you, shouted Pip. You monster. I'll tell the authorities about this.
If you do that, I'll attack you like I attacked your sister, Orlick shouted. I did it with an iron chain. I always hated her. Anyway, the authorities won't do anything to me. They know I'm crazy, and everybody hated your sister. And she's dead now, so it's not important anymore.
Pip knew Orlick was right, and so he didn't tell Joe the truth. He returned to London with another secret in his heart. Soon after this, it was Pip's 21st birthday. Mr. Jaggers said to him,
According to your benefactor's wishes, you are now responsible for your expenses. You won't come to me any more for money. You'll receive a sum of £500 each year, and you'll decide how to spend it. I'm giving you the first £500 now.
Thank you, but when will I meet my benefactor? Pip asked impatiently.
I don't know. Remember, you mustn't ask anything about your benefactor, so please don't ask me anything more, Mr. Jaggers answered quickly.
Miss Havisham sent Estella to live with a family near London. She thought Estella should meet new people and be a part of elegant society. Pip visited her often, but he always suffered during these visits. Estella knew Pip adored her
and she laughed at his devotion to her. She had many admirers, and they all wanted to marry her. "Estella uses me to make her admirers envious," Pip thought to himself. "I'm never happy when I'm with her. She torments me and all the other men she knows too. But still, I love her and I want to be with her." Once, Pip accompanied Estella to Miss Havisham's house. He listened sadly when Miss Havisham asked Estella about all her admirers. Miss Havisham was happy Estella was making men suffer because of their love for her. Finally, Pip understood. Miss Havisham was using Estella to take revenge on all men because of her fiancé's behaviour 25 years ago. But in Pip's opinion, this wasn't important, because he and Estella were going to be together in the end.